151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called, ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Take the insert for the last Sunday of the church year as we chant the intro.
We are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ. So govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that ever mindful of your glorious return, we may persevere in both faith and holiness of living. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the last Sunday of the church year is from Isaiah chapter 51. Give attention to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation. For a law will go out from me, and I will set my justice for a light to the peoples. My righteousness draws near, my salvation has gone out, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands hope for me, and for my arm they wait. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look at the earth beneath. For the heavens vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and they who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be dismayed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant responsibly Psalm 93 by whole verse.
Gospel according
13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "In those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Keep awake. For you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey, when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the cock crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Sing the hymn of the day. We gather your pledges to be presented at the altar. You may be seated as we sing the hymn.
Thank you.
in speaking and in knowledge. May our testimony of Christ be confirmed as we pledge our time, talent, and treasures in the work of Jesus Christ in 2022. To your glory forever and ever. Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus has an important word for us today. Keep awake. What does it mean to spiritually keep awake until we die or to when Jesus Christ returns? This is what we're called to do. Keep awake. To keep awake means to be conscious, to be aware. To be up and about doing your work. To be wide-eyed, vigilant, paying attention. Being watchful and be on guard, awaiting Christ's return. On the lookout and perceptive. We have to be awake at many times in our daily lives. A night watchman who works at a warehouse has to keep awake all night to keep the warehouse safe. If you've ever picked someone up at the airport at midnight, you had to keep awake, stay up till late at night so you could pick your friend up at the airport. If you're sitting in a boring business staff meeting when someone goes on and on and on, you better still listen. You might embarrass yourself if you fall asleep. Keep awake. How much more important in our spiritual lives must we keep awake? All over the world today, Christian churches that follow the church year are considering the last Sunday of the church year and Jesus explaining what it will be like when he appears suddenly in glory, in power, upon the clouds with all the angels around him. We look forward to that day with eager expectation. What a day that will be. But that day and hour is known only by God the Father. The angels don't know, even the Son. Because it's the Father's business when that day comes. And when the gospel of the kingdom has been proclaimed to all the nations, the end will come. And the Heavenly Father will tell his Son, "My beloved Son, it is now time for you to return." Since he hasn't returned yet, it means there's work to be done. Gospel of the kingdom must continue to be preached to all the nations, in all languages, to all nationalities. So my friends, since heaven and earth will pass away, sun and the moon will go dark, what is it that will remain? Jesus lets us know. Keep awake. Those days are coming when the sun and the moon go dark and the Son of Man will come in clouds with glory. Keep awake for that day. Keep awake. Remain in the words of Jesus when everything else passes away. The word of Jesus will remain. And lastly, keep awake. Do your work faithfully until he returns. That's what we'll consider this morning. Keep awake. Time will come when the Son of Man returns in clouds with glory. Jesus says, in the tribulation of these days. Now, if you're here last Sunday, you know that last Sunday, Jesus gave all the signs of the end times which have been here since the day of Pentecost. Earthquakes, famines, wars, rumors of wars, false prophets, false Christs, the love of many grows cold. But the gospel of the kingdom must be proclaimed to all the nations, and then the end will come. All those things are happening now. The tribulation, the afflictions, as Christians proclaim the gospel and they're persecuted for it, will continue. Keep in mind what Jesus means when he says the sun and the moon will no longer have light, and the stars will fall from the heavens. In other places in the scripture, it indicates when the last day comes, it will happen like a lightning bolt. He will return. He'll separate the sheep on his right, the goats on his left. The universe will be destroyed and melted, and the new heavens and the new earth will come forth. And the Lord Jesus Christ will make all things new. It will all happen in a moment of time, and the universe itself will be burnt up and vanish. That is why it says, when the Son of Man comes in clouds with great power and glory, the angels will be sent to gather the elect, those whose names are written in the book of life, the true believers, from the four corners, north, south, east, and west, and gather them in. The reason we need to be gathered in is because the universe will pass away, and we will be in the presence of His glory. Only God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the Son of Man, true man who shares our flesh and blood, born of the Virgin Mary, as next week we begin the season of Advent, the promises of Emmanuel. But He is also the Son of God, and this time when He comes back, He's coming back in glory. Yes, He still has the marks where the nails were to show us the price He paid for our salvation. But now He will be upon His throne of glory, and all the nations will be gathered before Him. Even those who pierced Him will see Him. We will be gathered, St. Jude said. We will be presented before His presence with great joy before His majesty, His dominion, which He had before all time, which He has now, and which He has forevermore. Each and every day, we look forward with eager anticipation for the Son of Man to come in clouds with glory. What a day that will be to see all the saints and the angels, of which we sing in the communion liturgy, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, which we see now through faith. But then we will see them face to face. Oh, we keep awake because we are eagerly looking forward that day. Secondly, we keep awake by remaining in the words of Jesus. Jesus says, look at the fig tree. When the tender leaves come forth, you know that summer is near. You see these things take place. You know the time is coming. We see all these things. All the signs of the end are here. And the gospel is being proclaimed to all the nations. You are hearing it here in English, so you can understand it. And the people in France are hearing it in French, so they can understand it. And all over the world. What Jesus means when He says, this generation, that is the generation of all mankind through all history, will not pass away until all these things take place. He simply means that the generation of all mankind is not going to pass away from this place until all this has been fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away. They will vanish and they will wear out. But My word will not pass away. Have you noticed that the people who are atheistic evolutionists teach that the universe is eternal? If you don't believe in God, which they don't, they think the universe is eternal. It's always been here. And they think that that is what will remain forever. You and I know the Lord brought forth the whole universe with His word. Let there be light, and there was light. All the universe will pass away. It's not eternal. But the word of God that you are hearing right now, this will remain forever. How marvelous it is in the divine service. The word of God that will not pass away is rich in this place. The whole liturgy is from the scriptures as the psalm that we chant. And all the words of the hymns are drawn from scripture. We hear an Old Testament lesson, an epistle lesson, a gospel lesson, which is being preached to you right now. We sing the canticles coming right out of the book of Luke and out of the book of Revelation in the liturgy. This is rich with the Word of God. This will remain forever. So the Word of God you teach to your children and your grandchildren in Sunday school, at home, and wherever you go, that Word remains forever. That's why Isaiah said this morning, quoting the Lord, "Give attention to my words, my light, my righteousness, my salvation, my arm last forever. Do not be dismayed. Give your attention to the law of God," he says. "Give ear to it. Draw near to it, for the judge will come and act." We know that that word of God that remains forever always comes to us in both law and gospel. You confessed your sins this morning and repented. That's the law. You heard the word of absolution. That's the gospel. How is it that you know that your sins are forgiven? Because the blood of Jesus Christ has washed your sin away. God declared you holy in the courtroom of God, accepting Jesus' sacrifice in your place. And when he clothes you with his righteousness, the blood of his atoning sacrifice, the Lord says, "You are my children, you are my sheep, from whom the shepherd has redeemed." When the judge comes, you are guaranteed that you will be the sheep on the right. When the goats on the left depart into hell, the sheep on the right will receive the kingdom prepared for them from the foundation of the world. And that is the word of the Lord that remains forever. The scripture, the Bible, sitting on your coffee table, will be there when your house is gone. The word of God will remain forever, even though all the universe passes away. Hold to the word of God. Keep awake. Study it. Read, mark, learn it. For the Son of Man is coming. And lastly, Jesus says to keep awake, we must be about our work until he returns. Be on guard, he says. Keep awake. Do your work. It's like a man when you go on a journey and he assigns different work to the people that work in his company or work in his house. You do this till I return. He doesn't tell them when he's coming back. He wants to surprise them to see that they're actually doing their work, whether it's an evening, or midnight, or when the cock crows, or at dawn or in the morning. Be about your work, your vocation and calling, and don't spiritually fall asleep. Why? You don't know when the time will come. What do we do? We are servants who've been given work to do. And pastors are like doorkeepers, warning people, stay away. All your vocation and calling is a beautiful thing. It's a godly thing to be a mom and change a baby's diaper. It's a godly thing, Dad, to go to work and provide for your family. It's a godly thing, young people, to obey your parents and help at home. It is a godly thing, a work and a service. Whatever your vocation is, as man, woman, child, employer, employee, whatever your vocation is, within that vocation is where you keep doing your work faithfully each and every day. You know, Jude had beautiful words in the epistle lesson today about what that means to build yourself up in your most holy faith. And he mentions all three persons of the Trinity. When you are doing your vocation and calling, you're not doing it based on your own strength. Keep yourself, he says, in the love of God the Father, first person of the Trinity. Await his mercy in our Lord Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity. Save others, await the mercy, keep yourself in the love of God the Father and the third person of the Holy Trinity. Pray in the Holy Spirit so that he can use you to save others from the fire and from the fear of death. Do your work. Stay awake till he returns. For in your vocation and calling, it is a godly thing to serve your brother in the name of Christ, whatever that act and service is. So in conclusion, we have been justified by grace through faith. As we enter this new year, be regular in your attendance at the divine service. Live in your baptismal identity every day. Rejoice in the absolution you hear and the forgiveness that you receive. Come often to receive the Lord's food at his table. Be fervent in prayer and love for others. Stay in your daily devotions by word and prayer every single day. Give sacrificially of your time and your talent and treasures, because that's who you are. Remain in those things that shall never pass away, and keep awake. Yes, only the Father knows the hour of his Lord's return. So stay connected to your Heavenly Father in his word, in your daily work, because each and every day we keep awake and echo the words, the last words of the entire Bible in the book of Revelation. Come, Lord Jesus. Come. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord Jesus Christ give us the peace that surpasses all human understanding. Guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Page 158, we stand to speak the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered in the grave, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayer of the Church. As we wait patiently for the Lord's return, let us pray to our gracious God on behalf of the whole church and for all people according to their needs. Most merciful God and Father, give your holy church throughout the world your grace to serve you with reverence and awe, granting us faith to endure to the end. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Open the mouths of pastors in our circuit, district, and synod, and all lay people who serve faithfully, and give us words to testify your love in Christ Jesus and the hope that is in us. Remove all anxieties and fears and troubled mind and spirit, so that we cast every care upon you. According to your will, give us quietness of heart and a firm trust in your mercy. And continue to bless Trinity Lutheran Church and the ministry of this place, and also the Lutheran Church in Belize, Pastor Micah Wildauer and his wife Robin, as they serve the church in Belize and as we serve you here. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Make the leaders of our nations walk in the way of justice and truth, that they may use their power vested in them to protect the weak and the innocent. In face of natural disasters, wars, famines, and troubles of all kinds, fill our hearts with repentance and humility, that in every circumstance we trust in you. And bless Mike Gobble, Charles Gaither, and Ricardo Batanga, Danny Green, Emily Shelton, Alex Laffin, Courtney Tate, as they serve in the armed forces of our country. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Look with favor on all who are in need. Comfort those who are in need of healing,
in the midst of sickness and death and oppression. Grant healing and strength to Elizabeth Dye, Jonna Jupe, Catherine Harmon, Peggy Rever, Jeannie Voister, and David Ament, Dwayne Brasowski, Chris Henderson, Neil Tapto, Jill Tarver, Candy Darmody, and all in need of healing and strength. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Comfort the family of Brenda Hartman at the death of her father, Bill Fink. We thank you for your mercy shown to him on earth. And grant, O Lord, that in Jesus, as you brought him for the saints and angels, you will comfort the family with the sure and blessed reunion in heaven. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Make us worthy to receive Christ's body and blood this day. Bless us in all the vocations and callings that we have during this week. This week, especially bless Bethany Conkling, Vicki Marr, Caitlin Bacon, Wayne Stair, Carla Kramer, and Pansy Brown, and Daryl and Tammy Boat as they celebrate their anniversary. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We ask at this time that you fill out the ritual of friendship forms found at the end of the pew, passing them to the person next to you. You may place them in the baskets of the narthex as you leave. You may be seated for the offering.
Offertory page 159, we stand to sing. with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon the cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy.
Sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Mercy on us, and have mercy on us. Just drown our God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us, and have God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us, and have God, you take away the sin of the world.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, raised and in return for your precious faith, and our asking you pardon and peace. Amen. Canticle page 164, we stand to sing. Together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.